From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Cubans are marking the death of dictator Fidel Castro. The communist revolutionary died Friday at the age of 90. The cause of his death has not been announced. Paul Chapman has more.
9 days of mourning began in Cuba on Saturday as the body of former leader Fidel Castro was cremated. The capital, Havana, was quiet a day after the announcement of Castro's death at the age of 90 on Friday. Flags were flying at half-mast. Shows and concerts have been cancelled and alcohol sales suspended. Castro's ashes will be carried around Cuba until a state funeral on December the 4th. A memorial service is due to take place in Revolution Square on November the 29th.
Paul Chapman, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wrote on Twitter that Castro was a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. Trump's top aides, Kellyanne Conway and Reince Priebus, said Sunday that if Cuba wants to maintain warmer ties with the U.S., it would have to move toward allowing greater freedoms for its people. The aides told a U.S. television audience that unless progress is made, Trump is prepared to reverse President Barack Obama's opening to the island nation. French conservatives voted Sunday in a nationwide runoff primary election, choosing François Fillon as their nominee for next year's presidential campaign. In the first American-style primary contest for French Republicans, François Fillon handily beat his moderate opponent Alain Juppé. Fillon is a socially conservative proponent of free markets. He takes a hard line on immigration and Islam and advocates friendlier ties with Russia. France's ruling Socialist Party will hold its primary elections in January. This is VOA News.